From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we hear from one of the youngest delegates to the Democratic National Convention. But first, the speakers have been careful so far to couch criticism of President Bush in softer words, to say it with a smile. Al Gore, the first primetime speaker, got a laugh on the serious subject of unemployment.
By the way, I know about the bad economy. I was the first one laid off.
Former President Jimmy Carter was a bit more scathing, accusing President Bush of a virtually unbroken series of mistakes and miscalculations. And former President Bill Clinton was a little more gentle with this dig: strength and wisdom are not opposing values. As these words were being greeted with a frenzy inside the convention hall, Day to Day's Mike Pesca was outside, not far physically, but miles away psychologically. Here's his report on what the Republicans are doing during the Democratic National Convention.
Bill Clinton was charming the crowd inside the Fleet Center. A few blocks and fortified barriers away, members of the Republican Rapid Response Team were impressed with Clinton's speech.
Is there anyone in the Democrat Party who can give a better speech than Clinton? I can't think of one. I mean, he's great. He's terrific.
Republican spokesmen Scott Hoganson and Rich Galen, a former Dan Quayle press secretary who's now a self-described spinner and blogger, gave Clinton his due. But the room they were standing in was rented a few weeks ago with the purpose of countering claims emanating from the mouths of Dems. The office itself has no outer adornment so as not to alert thousands of Democrats that the Republicans are within shouting distance. Happily ensconced in their undisclosed location, the Republicans have been dissecting Democrats and composing press releases. Step one is figuring out what the Democrats would say.
Megan, in policy?
Yeah.
Do you guys have copies of that?
Yeah, we
need that
email.
Do you want to review it?
Researcher Matt McDonald, on a conference call with the Republicans' main war room in Alexandria, Virginia, asks for a script which crossed the AP wire well before Al Gore spoke. The former vice president provided enough grist for researcher Tim Griffin's mill.
What we're going to show is we're going to show that bin Laden attacked the United States numerous times on Clinton's watch. And a lot of this stuff is pulled from the 9/11 commission. It's pretty wordy, so we'll go through and strike some of the stuff and lift some stuff out, just to make it a little more digestible for folks like y'all.
The y'all is the half dozen or so reporters who are watching the Republicans watch the Democrats. This is the sort of press event that doesn't pretend to be something other than a press event. Steve Schmidt, the campaign's deputy communications director, says that without the rapid response team, certain stories would die too quickly for Republican tastes. Take, for instance, Whoopi Goldberg's off-color jokes at a Kerry fundraiser earlier this month.
We, the campaign, by saying that the American people have a right to see that tape, they have a right to see who John Kerry thinks the heart and soul of America is, called on John Kerry to release that tape. Clearly, us doing that, you know, is something that, you know, allowed for people to hear about this.
This week, though, the Republicans are experiencing the other edge of that sword. Democrats, like rats shocked too often, have learned from the Republican criticism and have vowed to make this a kinder, gentler convention. So Schmidt and his team have to dig in order to point out persistent Democratic negativity cloaked behind a smile. An hour before Clinton took the podium, the response team had the text of his remarks, and Schmidt says they found a sentence to highlight.
President Clinton is going to get up there tonight and say, "We Democrats will bring the American people a positive campaign, arguing not who's
arguing
good,
arguing not who's
bad.
A good or a bad person, but what is the best way to build a safe and prosperous world our children deserve."
Not exactly red meat for the masses, but Schmidt can contrast the optimism there with what he says is a pattern of negativity coming from Democrats during this campaign. Before Clinton is finished, a press release is posted on the GOP website, and an email bing echoes through the press tent housing thousands of reporters in the Fleet Center. But the impact winds up being negligible. Unlike past war room releases, which drove news, few networks or papers covering Clinton's speech mentioned any apparent hypocrisy in his words. To the war room, the positive media coverage of Clinton going negative can't be a positive. Happily for them, they have three more days of speeches to respond to, rapidly. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.